producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
The highway of life is the focus here. This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen, my friend. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen, my friend, is here. Rich McFadden, my friend, is here. You're here. What better circumstance? What more could I ask for than to have all of you here?
That's what I think.
What's going on for this?
How could it get any better?
Thursday. Already it's Thursday.
I know.
So I was reading an overview, if you will, of what happened. I had a hard time figuring out whether I wanted to start talking about the police and all of the shoot-em-ups and the problems with the police. This becomes an old war horse. You know, why beat a dead horse, except there are some interesting new developments in a couple of these cases today. Or I wanted to start with wah-wah Cam Newton, wah-wah-wah. But I thought that this is a fascinating sort of retrospective on millennials in the New Hampshire election. And this comes on the heels of learning that Hillary Clinton, who's trying to desperately appeal to younger voters by her continuing references to Obama, like the young voters like Obama, Mrs. Clinton should be told by one of her advisors, Mrs. Clinton, the young voters don't like Obama. They like Bernie Sanders. So why do you keep talking about the Obama years and how great they were when they were horrible? Meanwhile,
the fact that she's running on a record that people aren't real jazzed about is
a great way to get beaten in the election. Anyway, or even in the primaries. Fascinating to watch the decline of the establishment, though, when you get right down to it. On both sides of the presidential primaries, outsiders are now the insiders. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. And we've certainly made this, and yesterday I think we had that clip from Bill O'Reilly, who basically said Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are the same person.
The same guy. Yeah. Well, when you think about how much of the Republican vote went to the outsiders, I mean, because I would include Ted Cruz, Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina at least into that. I mean, you look at a huge chunk of what's going to, you know, not those establishment guys. It's big
but
numbers.
You see, even what the establishment is, like Gloria Steinem is the establishment. Carrie, you know who Gloria Steinem is, right?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I say that, but I think a lot of women your age don't remember or don't know or weren't taught who Gloria Steinem was.
Even before my generation as far as, you know, her work with Miss Maggie.
Yeah, well, I took a lot of women's studies classes in college.
Me too.
All right, good. All right, so you have so much in common, you two.
We do, I know.
What do they call it when it's a bromance of women? You were talking about
she-mance?
Friendship. Okay.
Friendship, thank you, Kara. Anyway, so this this business, when it came to the exit polling, I was paying attention to that when I was up in New Hampshire on Tuesday late in the day. They were already announcing the exit polling, at least to that point, and whether it has integrity or not. I think more people are likely to tell you these days who they voted for after the fact than they're telling you who they're going to vote for before the fact. I think people like to have fun with that, and they do, especially younger voters. Why do you stick that microphone somewhere else beside my face, will you? Anyway, Gloria Steinem is a big Hillary supporter. She was on with Bill Maher last Friday night.
Ugh.
And she said young women...
She made me want to pull my hair out.
Did you hear this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
That young women were supporting Sanders because that's where they would find guys.
They were meeting
boys.
How
out of touch can you be?
I mean, this is the woman that strapped on the Playboy bunny tail. Give me a break, Gloria. You think you're representing women, young women? Unbelievable that you would say that women support Bernie Sanders because they want to go to his rallies to meet boys. Ugh. Oh, Loserville.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Cypress Grove. So, Kara, what do you think?
Don't tell me you're a feminist
when you saw that.
Stuff like that.
I find It just amazes me, frankly. It amazes me these people are this out of touch. And they get as much media attention as they do. Yeah. Where are the people who want to talk to folks like Kara? I was up and down the streets in New Hampshire. I had to walk 11 blocks on a Tuesday afternoon to get into the hotel where all of this action was going on in Manchester. And on the way, if I didn't see one, I counted 14 news crews just grabbing people on the sidewalk. Somebody was trying to grab me. I said, sorry, I don't have time. Stick a microphone in front of their face. And they were all old you-know-whats. There were no young people who were, you know, there are a lot of people that are working, going in and out of the lunch establishments, young women especially. They weren't interviewing them. What's the matter with that? That whole picture. And so can you blame the millennials for going away from the establishment? This kind of stuff is nonsensical.
I mean, you were getting ready to
Gloria Steinem
about what she thought. So I'm curious because she's the younger focus group here.
Yes, she is.
I didn't actually see the interview. I read articles about it. And
Gloria Steinem?
Yeah, and I'll have to watch the interview because I generally, I don't know, don't like to comment on things that much because I feel like so much is taken out of context. But as far as, you know, what I've seen about it, it's just frustrating because I think a lot of women my age and a bit older who have taken a lot of women's studies classes, you know about her. It's just frustrating because I think she's inspired a lot of people to, you know, be feminist and stand up for women and go out and vote.
Yes.
And so to see something like this when you're taking, you know, you're trying to follow in someone's footsteps and go out and vote and be a strong woman, I guess. It's frustrating.
It is. I agree with you. And what's more frustrating is to watch Hillary. Look at the pictures, the snapshots. This is what got me when I was there. And then, because I was lucky, I had an inside seat as to what was going on. I wandered around the hallway there for a while on Thursday afternoon, going from the PBS NewsHour set to the NBC Nightly News set to four or five other local television station sets. And then the radio, there were four or five rooms that had all these broadcasters in them, including the room that I was in on Monday morning. And then, but the people that they're talking to were all I'm not saying shelve those people who are my age. You're not hearing that from me. But if you want to win and you have a strategy, you look at what Barack Obama, even though I don't think he even really knew it, but the advisors around were smart enough to, for the first time, grab social media and grab the people who used it most prolifically. And that was the younger people. And so that's what started that revolution. And now many of the other politicians have tried to do it, but not well. Trump's doing it well because he's leaving it to his kids to do it. And in terms of Hillary, you look at the snapshots, the people that are behind her at these rallies. There are no kids there. But you look at the snapshots of Bernie Sanders' rallies, they're all kids.
Well, and there's the more shocking thing is not just about young people, but about women. I mean, the only place where Hillary is bringing in more women than Bernie Sanders is in the 65-plus age group.
Yes.
So it makes you wonder how someone can be
that out of touch,
pushed by the Democratic establishment, but not liked by any of the people.
She
and
will
the
lose.
Democratic Party that is out of touch.
My prediction is that she's going to lose.
I think we're just sick of the coronation of political families, whether that's the Bushes or that's the Clintons.
Yep.
It's like people just want something new.
Yep, and they're going to lose. The Democrats are going to lose here, I think. Anyway, we're witnessing the world rejecting BS. That's what it is. Excuse me, it frustrates me sometimes because I'm not sure my message always gets across, as with that Jonesboro, Arkansas station. They don't even begin to understand what my real values are, frankly, and that's what troubles me when somebody doesn't hear. You know, I make a statement or I do something that may be contrary because I want to give everybody an equal opportunity to be heard, or I want to focus on things so everybody gets heard. But my bias, if that's what it is, I've been accused of that on Facebook, of being biased. I do have a bias away from what is current because it hasn't worked. It's terrible. And the last two administrations have had that same bias, and they're on both sides of the strata. They were both horrible. So I don't want to see the same old thing again. And in that sense, I have a lot in common with the people who are coming up. Do I want socialism? Hell no. That won't work either. But I do want to have a change because there is so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in government. Things that don't work. Perfect examples, frankly, are the continuing focus on all these shootings. Those two Maryland deputies that were killed in the shooting were targeted. The sheriff there in Harford County, remember that was from, they were shot yesterday in this is a restaurant about 25 miles from Baltimore. Brings it back around to thinking about the police in Baltimore. And then continuing the focus on this, what's going on in Ferguson today with the feds saying that they're not going to allow Ferguson to do nothing. But Ferguson says, we don't have any money. We can't do it. And then the Oregon refugee occupiers, the story that's trending at DougStephan.com today about the old man, Bundy, who was arrested at the airport for no reason at all yesterday, that kind of stuff. The feds overreach. The states overreach. The locals overreach. They overdo it. And that's what the young people, they look around and they just see all of these abuses, because they are. They're abuses. I mean, Tamir Rice, this is how out of touch they are in Cleveland. They're going to sue his family for the money it cost to bring him to the hospital in the ambulance. That's what the city of Cleveland is doing. Are you kidding me? How out of touch is that? And that's the whole thing. Every day, it's a plethora of things that are just out of touch. And that's why you're seeing the reaction, and it will continue as long as things stay as they are. 18 after the hour, and good day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
OT
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easiest one, two, three, not three times. Three days of living. Three. All right, here we go. Hee, hee, hee. Ha, ha, ha. My three songs contest here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're about to play three, count them. Un, deux, trois. Not quatre, cinq, six, but un, deux, trois. Pierre, you're on top of that, right? Un, deux, trois.
Oui.
We are in America.
I am on top of that. American.
He's doing Franglais. Anyway, there's something about these songs and artists that connects them, and you can figure it out and be the hero here. 888-302-3684. Hero equals winner. Winner gets Maria Trilogy's book called Life is Good When You Do the Work. Thrilling inspiration in it. I think that you'll find the answer to this is thrilling as well. So let's see. We'll get started with Harry Nilsson. I guess the Lord must be in New York City, Richie.
I guess the Lord must be.
One of my favorite songs as a disc jockey in the late 60s and early 70s was this song. Originally, Big Head was number one during this week in 1969, as a matter of fact. Found a new audience when it was re-released in 1998. And maybe that's the hint here. What was it used for in 1998? Think about that.
I was about to say, I cannot get it by looking at the song titles or artists.
In this circumstance, you will not get it today, unless you listen to the song.
Think about where you've heard these.
Yes, that's the idea. Where'd you hear these songs? Crank it up, Richie!
Sorrow and by tomorrow.
Great.
I'll be on my way.
Guys, you must be on the
usually,
he used to go by Nielsen. He was in a number of the great groups in the 60s and 70s. A writing, very prolific songwriter. But here he performs his own work. Yes, the Lord must be in New York City. Where have you heard that? Next song in our trilogy, Tom Hanks sings.
I was riding my horse.
The Cowboys.
By the Rio Grande.
I remember this song.
Do you remember how it was used?
Yes.
Tom's on the ukulele here.
Yep.
Comes from 1990.
I was riding my horse.
You have to have, you never really heard this on the radio. Down you had to remember it from where it originated. How's that?
When I seen me
888-302-3684. A little action here as we go to song number 3 by Celine Dion and Clive Griffin.
When I
keep your comments to yourself, Richie, this is okay. I don't know Clive Griffin. Who's Clive Griffin? Nobody remembers?
No.
This won a Grammy in 1993. But this song is 60, 70, 80 years old. Covered by so many different artists. Doris Day, Nat King Cole, Kenny Rogers, Rod Stewart, Rick Astley. Get Rick rolled on this. See if you can find that version just for fun, Richie. What that sounds like with Rick Astley. Okay, so the songs are I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City by Nielsen.
All right, I can't take this anymore. Goodbye.
Oh, don't be so predictable.
She stole $1,000 of my parents' money.
Oh,
what do you want me to do? I can't
give
take
him
her.
A break. Yeah, yeah.
By the Rio Grande.
All right, we got warm callers, but they're not right on yet. Warm. I'm going to do a warm. 888-302-3684. I'm going to have to go to the phone in a second. First song, I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City. Second one, Cowboy Song. Hank sings it. That's a clue in and of itself. And When I Fall in Love. If you like chick flicks. Richie, did I just do something to the phones? What happened?
You dropped everybody. Good job.
Into somebody.
I'm moving my wand around over there.
My wand. Also known as a purse. Or
whatever.
Or a mouse.
Mouse. All right, so the people that call, where we have about 10 seconds left here, so I'm going to give this away. All right, these are all songs from Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan movies. You've got Mail, Joe versus the Volcano, and Sleepless in Seattle. So, that's the story, 28 after, Warren Eckstein.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. Today, it's going to the birds. Yes, it is. You know, one of my family's biggest pleasures during the cold, gray days of winter is watching our feathered friends congregate at our bird feeders. Watching sparrows, doves, cardinals, nuthatches, and all the other birds come is really amazing. And, you know, with modern technology, it's even better. You can actually put a microphone by the bird feeder. You can actually put a microphone into their feeder and hear them as they enjoy dinner. But here's the problem. Most people don't understand that different species of birds need different types of foods, and sometimes seeds are not enough. So here's my recommendation. Around the country now, there are bird-feeding specialty stores all over the place. It's not just going to the supermarket and picking up a seed anymore. And this is the most important part. If you're going to start feeding the birds in the colder weather, make sure you continue feeding the birds till the weather warms up, because very often you prevent them from moving on when they know there's a food source in the area. So if you need to go on vacation or travel, make sure that food dish is always filled. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head. It changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center. With Epiphone electric guitars for just $99. A Simmons 5-piece electronic drum set for just $399. Or a complete Ion PA system for just $149. You can make it happen. Save up to 60%.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Shut the door, can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing.
You must have been on that email you were just banging out there.
Can you protect me? Local politics. Local politics, Richie.
You can always tell when Doug is
banging away,
venting something, yeah, because it sounds like...
I'm involved in a situation in my local community. I'm back in Los Angeles, but I spent the last 4 or 5 days working with a problem that we have. I'm a town meeting member, and people are trying to get me to run for the Board of Selectmen in Framingham. I'm not going to do it this year, but there are a lot of things. It's the same theme that I have here when we're looking at the national issues and see how it all boils down, because all politics is local, as Tip O'Neill said, and Jennifer, you've agreed with that 100 times, and Richie has. By the way, welcome in to the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. All of us are here at your service and on your side. You can reach us by dialing 888-302-DOUG, or you can send email to Jennifer, Rich, Doug. Do we have an email for Kara at DougSteffen.com?
We should have one.
We do not, but we can get her one.
She deserves it.
Let's do that. Yes, she certainly does. And Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Most of the I'm saying I'm laughing about this a little bit. Most of the input that we had that has to do with issues had to do with Chris Christie and Carly Fiorina dropping out and people who were not upset about it. Pam wrote, I never would have voted for Chris Christie anyway. He's a bully and a right winger.
But I know, I'll be grateful. I love that about him.
I'll be forever grateful for him taking down Marco. Brian wrote, Christie's a great talking person when it comes to talking the talk, and really sucks as a governor, so this must be one of our New Jersey
listeners. Apparently, before he dropped out, he called Donald Trump, and he had a nice long chat with the Don.
Really? So that.
So now speculation is maybe he might be endorsing him.
How do they know he called Donald Trump? Who was in the room that released that
information? I don't know. I think because Donald Trump said that he did.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, most likely.
And Carly Fiorina, people...
She did not call Donald Trump, I don't think.
No, she did not call
him. I don't think they like each other too much.
I don't think she called him at all. Sandra writes, facebook.com/gooday, Twitter, gooday. This is a Twitter comment. Republicans voting for president made it clear, no women allowed, which I thought was a fairly pithy remark, frankly. Well, Carly's gone, so where are the women? Women are on the Democratic side, not on the Republican side.
Oh,
last time I looked at the Republican ticket, you've got two Hispanics, a black guy, and a woman.
But that's not a woman. Woman gone. Now
the woman's gone, but that's not our fault.
What do you want? You're arguing with me. I'm just reading you what the woman wrote.
The woman's not doing too well either.
Yeah. And she's doing worse. The more you analyze what's going on and how they're playing old school politics, to give her all the delegates or to have her have more delegates out of New Hampshire than Bernie Sanders, man, is that going to infuriate them?
It's rigged.
It's
so rigged.
You talk about being rigged. You are right.
Jennifer can probably explain it the best. Superdelegates, what are they and why does it matter?
Yeah, so
why is Hillary Clinton getting them all, even though Bernie's winning?
We talked a little bit about this earlier, but each state is given an amount of delegates based on their population. And so with the way the Democratic National Committee has set things up, it is such a fix-in for Hillary Clinton or whoever the establishment candidate is, because here's what happens. After the election results come in, it's divided up. So Bernie Sanders gets a certain number of delegates. Hillary Clinton gets a certain number of delegates in New Hampshire. Then they go to the convention. And when you add in the superdelegates for the state of New Hampshire, which there are eight, six of them have already pledged their support to Hillary Clinton, two of them to Bernie Sanders, and a superdelegate is weighted with more clout. So that means that when New Hampshire raises their hand on the convention floor, more of their delegate votes will actually end up going to Hillary Clinton, even though she lost the state, and she lost it big because they prioritize these superdelegate votes over your votes. It's such an outrage.
It really is.
And does that make sense?
It's damnable. Yeah.
But the reason she gets the superdelegates is because it's a backroom deal made...
Of course, yes.
Because they're friends, they're pals, and the DNC goes
and
works
the deal. And she's in the back pocket of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who runs the DNC, so it's such a fixed job. And people, if I were Bernie Sanders, and the Republican side, by the way, is not like this. If I were Bernie Sanders, I would be beating my drum about how this was a fix, and he hasn't talked about it yet.
Mm-hmm. Well,
why wouldn't he be saying anything?
Because he and Hillary are pals, but I think the kids in the campaign are going to go out on their own.
But see, that's the thing. If your fix is already in at the core, at the DNC level, it doesn't matter if a bazillion kids turn out, if the election's already fixed in
Hillary's
favor.
Well, but then that's part of the revolution that we have to have.
It's sort of like what you've heard the Republicans talking about with the brokered convention. So if the popular vote is that Donald Trump is the candidate in all the states, and the Republicans don't like that, they could do a brokered convention to bring another candidate into the mix to try to sway the election, taking away from what the people really want. Huge problem with this. If you want to see a third party it just explode,
this is
how it will happen.
Michael Bloomberg
will be ticked.
Open the door for Michael Bloomberg. That's what's going to happen. And then you see more and more of this stuff. Here we go back again. This is a retread. Do you remember the last time there was a headline on this Ferguson Justice Department reach agreement on police oversight? They reached an agreement, but last night the Ferguson city council voted to change the settlement because they say they don't have any money. So they're going to, they're basically, what do you mean,
it's because the federal government wants them to run their district in a way that is not
effective. But they said, yes, I agree with the fact that they're not doing the cost of life, but they just said, no, we're not doing anything, which is not what they need.
Well, they said, no, we're not going to do it the way the feds want us to do.
What are they going to do? They don't have a plan.
They thought they were going to do this plan, and now they can't. Because they're like, oh, what are you talking about? We don't have that kind of money.
It's also a slippery slope when you have the feds coming in and telling local
government
how to run things.
Nobody's questioning that. What I'm suggesting to you is that they have been, and I don't even like the term racist anymore. I like bigot better than racist, because I think it says better. Racist
That's
is an old...
Archie Bunker of you.
Well, good. Okay, so I'm Archie Bunker. What do you want from me? They are bigots. and all these places. Look at this. The next, never mind the deputies that were killed yesterday outside of Baltimore, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the story behind that is. I want to know what it is.
And a Panera Bread.
No, yeah.
So it was two escaped guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's not the same old stuff as we have going on here with the problems that they have, whether it's Oregon and the refugee occupiers. The millennials don't like that because they agree the government has too much land and they don't like what they've seen of these guys. And by the way, the FBI hasn't said why Bundy was arrested yesterday in the Portland airport. They just said they arrested him. On what charge? We're not telling you.
Crickets. We'll tell you in Las Vegas. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So anyway, then there's the business about Tamir Rice and the Cleveland police sending a bill to his parents for the ambulance ride and the medical services he got after he was shot. Can you imagine anything?
The police department doesn't do that. The county does.
I want to tell you something.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, more than ridiculous. So this is the kind of stuff that keeps flying in the face. If you want to get more on those stories, you can check them out. They're trending in the trending box at DougStefan.com. I don't want to keep going over them. Although, this business of the one from yesterday, I shouldn't be laughing about this. This police officer, Rialmo, in Chicago, that shot the 19-year-old who came after him with a baseball bat. Here, there's more yelling and screaming in Chicago today about racism and whether it's Archie Bunker time or not. Richie, there's a cut 83 that I forgot to ask you to get. For those of you who didn't hear this story, this is an officer who was called into a 911 call, 19-year-old youngster who obviously had mental problems, and he would chase people around in the neighborhood with a baseball bat. So when the policeman got there, this guy's name is Quintonio Laguerre. He's the perp, if that's what you want to call him. The officer's name is Robert Rialmo. So the kid comes after him with a baseball bat, and the officer takes out his gun, the kid runs away, but the officer shoots him in the back four times. And one of the bullets went through him and killed his next-door neighbor. So he got two dead bodies on his hand. And now the officer has filed a lawsuit against the family, like Cleveland, because he has suffered severe traumatic injury mentally. Here's Margaret Howell and Nick Zekovic from Lip TV with more on this lawsuit.
This is what the lawsuit actually has to say. Officer Rialmo suffered and continues to suffer injuries of pecuniary nature, not limited to medical expenses, damage to person, pain and suffering, and physical and emotional trauma, which are permanent. So he's saying, look, I have PTSD from shooting this this child, and he's 19 years old,
right.
And he actually wants a piece of the money that the city awarded this family. He's suing upwards of $10 million, which is just mind-blowing. The embarrassment aspect of something like this PR nightmare for the city of Chicago. We've already settled this. This was gone. They don't want this in the press. This guy drags it back in. He's been placed on death duty, I want to point out. He didn't lose his job for killing Laguerre.
Of course not. Margaret, look, now I think he just wants to make it look like he's the victim here.
So, there's more of that. And listen to the age of the people who are doing these new TV. There's a new TV station every day on YouTube. Everybody can set up a TV station for your own stuff if you want to. How about let's have a TV station for Cam Newton. What do you think? It must be a YouTube station devoted to him. Wah, wah, it's called Wah, Wah TV.
Oh, stop.
What?
Well, look at you on the crybaby bandwagon.
I'm going to give the guy a pass.
Really?
Yeah, he was a crybaby. He handled it poorly. But I'm going
to
give him.
All right, so Richie, go to cut 103, which is Charles Barkley. Yeah, okay. This is from inside the NBA. Charles Barkley weighed in on the Cam Newton thing. I want to hear what he had to say.
I love Cam Newton because he's part of my Auburn family. But he can't use the excuse he's a sore loser or that makes you a loser. Man, he just got to be more professional than that. Especially if you're going to, when you're doing well, run to the press and dab and do all that other stuff. It's a double-edged sword. The good comes with the bad. And I think he's a good kid. He's from a good family. But he was very unprofessional in that press conference. I hope he grows from this. But the one thing about sports, you don't get the just be happy when the good things happen. Mm-hmm. You have to be a man and professional when you lose. And he did not do a good job of that after the Super Bowl, but you just have to be more professional than that. And I just tell Cam I love him, but he was 100% wrong in that instance.
Okay, I'll give him. I think that's the attitude.
Yeah, that's good.
And so the wham, wham, instead of doing wham, 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 I'll just do wham, wham.
Did you see the Charles Barkley ad in the Super Bowl? It actually ran before the Super Bowl.
I think it did.
Where he was singing at the piano, and it was just god-awful singing, but it was really funny. Mm-hmm. Really funny. I'll see if I can find it for you.
And I just had, we're going to do the television report in a moment, and I want to talk about it, this HBO football show that The Rock is in. I saw three episodes of it last night. I want to talk about it in a minute. Plus, we have other important news. Lee Majors comes back to TV. Jennifer's got that story in a couple of moments here on Good Day.
$6 million, man. I love it.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Pile high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SD was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench or Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Let's get to the TV report. Quick review of the HBO show called
Boothman.
No, wait a minute. No, for,
Ballers.
It's Ballers. That's what
Ballers.
It is. Ballers.
With the Rock.
Right. Good show. I watched three episodes of it last night on the plane coming out here. I'd never seen it before. I never even knew it was on, produced by The Rock and Mark Wahlberg. They apparently are becoming bromancers, great pals. And then I saw Ben Affleck and Matt Damon in a show that's all about how to produce a movie. That was fascinating.
Oh, Greenlit.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
That's been around forever. I didn't even know it was still on.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it. That was very cool. All right, anyway. Jen, Lee Majors back in television. How's that?
Yeah, you know, if you were asking that question to yourself this morning, what happened to Lee Majors?
Yeah,
but
I woke up this morning.
I know you were, too. It was really pressing on my mind. Well, he has boarded season two of Starz Ash vs. Evil Dead in the role of Brock Williams, the title character's father. This was announced this week. Season two of Ash vs. Evil Dead will premiere sometime in 2016. So mark your calendars.
I just want to see him use his bionic eye again.
Okay.
I don't care.
That's not his eye. All right. Candace Bergen. Also in the news, did you wake up this morning going, whatever happened to Candace Bergen? Well, I'll tell you. She is going to return to TV and to comedy, no less. She won 5 Emmys for her role on Murphy Brown. She's going to star in a pilot for ABC called Pearl. If the show is picked up, it will be her first starring role in a TV comedy since Murphy Brown ended back in 1998. It's got a good group of people around him. Some of the folks behind the scenes were involved with Friends, so that's good news. And Padgett Brewster also returning to Criminal Minds. This is a big one. TV Guide is reporting it.
Right. So it must be true, right?
Padgett Brewster, yeah.
Wowie zowie.
She was loved on that show, but she left, and now she's back.
51 after on Good Day.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Past the hour. I already sent you one. You lost it. What the hell do you want from me?
Wow. Checks for everybody.
53 past the hour. Kreidler has found his way into once again. And by the way, this is your fault.
How
you,
is my fault?
You started this, by the way.
By
I was not good advice, Tom.
Darn it.
Everybody in on the argument we're having.
Yeah, okay. All right. 54 past the hour. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is here. So McFadden wants to know what to do. His wife has messed up the front door. It's a piece of crap.
We have a metal front entry door with a glass insert, and the door gets hot, and it melted the molding around the glass. And
Tom says, you're not supposed to put a storm door over a metal exterior door because you get this kind of greenhouse effect that, melts all the trim.
All right. So then Kreidler tells McFadden what to do. Get a fiberglass door, and you'll be all set. So then Jennifer says, I wish somebody would come fix my door. So I said, okay, I'll come over this weekend.
I didn't say that. I said, should I get that kind of door, too, for my patio?
Yeah.
I'll go over this weekend
and fix your door. So then McFadden says, well, I wish I could get him to do my door. And then we get down to, wait a minute. He says, I don't want him to come fix it. I just want him to send me a check.
Oh, no, you said.
And then I said, I sent you a check, and you lost it. What do you want from me?
He was nice enough to send me a check for Christmas, and I lost it.
Yeah.
And but before I lost it, he was like, oh, man, things are tight. I wish I didn't send you that check.
It's funny. Doug delivers checks with magnets in them, so he gets better.
Is there
a string attached to this?
It's a rubber band.
Right.
I'll send you a check for the door after I find out what it costs. Jennifer and I are going to go door shopping. This is Sunday, is the L.A. Marathon. I won't be able to get over to the other side of town where the kids are, but I can get over to you.
Nobody wants to run in my neighborhood.
Nobody runs in that neighborhood.
Well, they are. They usually have a bag of stolen loot in their hands.
So I'll come during daylight hours, Jennifer, so I don't have to worry about being mugged by some of your neighbors.
Oh, come on.
All right, 54, Pat. Wait, we haven't even gotten to Tom yet. And we did get the, how do we change the doors? I got to tell you a story. Well, maybe.
Why not?
Exactly. Hold on a minute. Kreidler is here from the Money Pit, one of my faves and one of my real friends. Not that I don't have real friends all around the program, but Kreidler is one of my real friends. He's always there. I will tell you this about Tom. What I like about Tom, and actually what I love about Tom, is he's so helpful. This is why we all get along, because we all help each other. Richie helps me. I help in business and in life. Jennifer working on a project to help me. I'm working on a project to help her. Kreidler always is there when it comes. He's got such great ideas. Now, I'm not kidding you. This radio program is a phenomenon because of Tom and his work ethic. What he knows, because he was a home improvement person, he's a contractor, he knows his stuff. And if you listen to the program, you'll hear that between he and Leslie, they really get to the heart of helping you, which is what good radio is all about. It ought to be very helpful. So
whenever I have a home improvement question,
yeah,
I always stop at MoneyPit.com.
When I call you the other day, Meredith and I were trying to figure out, or what was it? I called you since then about something. Meredith was worrying about her floor. I don't know, it was Saturday night at 7:30. I just called you up and I said, okay, what do we do about this floor?
Yeah, and I talked her off the ledge.
Right.
I said, don't panic.
Well, she thinks she needs to replace the floor, and I don't think she needs to replace the floor.
Right. No, I'll tell you if you need to spend the money.
Right.
Hey, listen, we were talking about those doors. I just want to clarify. I think this is a good lesson.
We get the commercials, Richie. We don't have any time.
Yeah. Rich, you had asked me about repairing this door, and I said go with fiberglass. And here's why. Because fiberglass doors actually look just like the old-fashioned metal doors, but they're far more energy efficient. They're actually about 5 times more energy efficient. Plus, they don't dent, you know, when people bang into them.
Yeah.
And you can find one for a couple $100s, up to thousands of dollars. You know, I replaced the metal doors in my house with fiberglass doors that look like wood, and they're just gorgeous. I mean, you can't tell that they're not wood.
Well,
they're
real efficient, cool, real strong. I can do that, but here's the thing: is we like having a glass screen door to keep the door open so we can see outside.
Yeah, isn't
the
that
dog.
The big one to get it? Those are Home Depot.
With the metal
doors.
Door, it obviously became a greenhouse, and it just melted everything. Will that do that with the? Will I be okay?
No,
with
it's what he's
door?
Telling you. Of course not.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I would tell you to get the door, get a glass fiberglass door. If your door is fully exposed to the sun, you still face that risk. Now, I have a storm door on one of my doors, but it's under a roof, so I don't have to worry about it because I know what you mean. I like to leave the door open sometimes and be able to see out.
Didn't I break your back door that when I was at your house that goes into the house in the garage when I was there?
You may have. That was fiberglass now, too.
Ah, there it is. But I didn't pay for it.
I'm pretty sure it's Doug-proof.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank you. You have to invite me back for a barbecue again, then.
This is a valuable couple of minutes, guys.
It was very helpful. Tom Kreidler is the host of the...
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.